Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question. Each year I resolve to think about Jesus Christ all day, then struggle to do it. How can I always remember Him? Response from New Era. Asking this question means you're trying to keep the promise you make as you take the sacrament. During the sacrament, we promise to always remember the Savior. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77 and verse 79. Other scriptures ask us to remember Him. Remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. The Savior Himself said, "Look unto me in every thought." Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 36. To remember Him, think of His teachings, perfect example in atonement. The Savior did His Father's will. He loved, served, taught and healed others, and went about doing good. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The more you learn about His life, the more you will appreciate and remember Him. To learn more about the Savior, attend church, seminary, mutual, and where possible, the temple. Remembering the Savior also means following His example and teachings. Choosing the right will invite His Spirit into your life. When faced with temptation, ask yourself, "What would the Lord have me do?" Doing what the Holy Ghost inspires you to do in answer to that question will help you remember the Savior. In addition, try the following suggestions. You're probably doing them already, but getting more from them will help you remember Christ and feel the Holy Ghost, who testifies of the Lord. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Every time you pray, you will remember the Savior, because as Jesus taught, ye must always pray unto the Father in my name. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 19. You can even pray for help to remember Him. Study the Scriptures every day. Jesus taught, "Search the Scriptures, for they are they which testify of me." John chapter 5, verse 39. You will remember Jesus as you read about Him. His words will help you answer the question, "What would the Lord have me do?" Take the sacrament each week. This ordinance will help you remember the Savior. Prepare for it during the week by obeying and repenting. As you take the bread and water, think about His atonement and resurrection, and recommit to follow His teachings. Because your thoughts and actions determine who you become, remembering the Lord will help you become like Him. The more you think of and follow the Savior and His teachings, the more you will invite the Spirit into your life, and the easier it will be to always remember Him. Response from readers. Sometimes it's hard to remember to think of Christ, especially with different activities on school going on. What helps me is to place pictures of Him where I usually look every day, like on my door. So when I go out the door, I start the day thinking of the Savior. You could even put a picture of Him in your binder or locker to remind you to think of Him at school. Brittany Good, age 13, LeGrand First Ward, LeGrand, Oregon Stake. Jesus taught, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. While I am serving someone, though I may not be thinking of the Savior at that very moment, I am remembering Him. We can remember Him by keeping the commandments, by going to church, and by reading Scriptures. Daniel Hinkson, age 18, Cannon City, First Ward, Colorado Springs, Colorado Stake. To always remember Jesus doesn't mean we are constantly thinking about how He died for us or how He lived for us. All we have to do is dress modestly, not swear, and keep His other commandments. To remember Him, keep His Spirit with you at all times and in all places. Jordan Budd, age 16, Kaysville, 14th Ward, Kaysville, Utah, South Stake. Remembering the Lord comes from obeying the gospel and letting the Spirit guide our lives. I have noticed that when I am doing what is right, and following the words of the prophet, it is a lot easier to have the Spirit with me when I need it most. Lauren Fox, age 16, Pasco 6th Ward, Pasco, Washington State. Pray always and do something that can remind you of Christ. You could sing a hymn in your head or look at your CTR ring. Watching what you say, do, wear, watch, and listen to can remind you of Him. Susan Helia, age 21, Tokarara Branch, Gereu, Papua New Guinea District. If you really want to keep the Lord in mind at all times, your actions will reflect that. Our lives should reflect Jesus' countenance in them. When we do this, we will be prepared to stand as witnesses of God at all times. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Jamalyn Johnson, age 15, Cowley, 1st Ward, Lovell, Wyoming State. There are many ways to remember Him throughout our busy lives. Simple things could be keeping a scripture verse in your locker or wearing a CTR ring. More challenging ways could be reading your scriptures 30 minutes daily or working on personal progress daily. Audrey Blake, age 13, Herman Park Ward, Houston, Texas, South Stake. The atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ always reminds us about what He did for us. As I partake of the sacrament, I visualize His love for me. I'm grateful for the gospel that I've embraced, for it always reminds me of Him. Sister Iris Manda Donahan, age 23, Philippines Naga Mission. You can always remember Him by thinking, what would the Lord have me do? And then do what He would have you do or say. The more you do this, the more you'll remember Him and His actions, and you will appreciate Him even more. Gabe Hathaway, age 14, Rigby 8th Ward, Rigby, Idaho, East Stake. Sidebar. When we always remember Him and keep His commandments, He gives us the greatest blessing He can give us. That is to always have His Spirit to be with us. Elder Robert D. Hales, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, in remembrance of Jesus, Ensign, November 1997, page 25. What do you think? Send your answer to the question below along with your name, birth date, ward and stake or branch and district, and a photograph to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, floor 24, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please respond by February 15, 2005. Question. How can I prepare to teach the gospel on my mission? End of the section. Q&A, questions and answers.